This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A long-running dispute between the Austrian province of Carinthia and the neighbouring country of Slovenia has finally been put to rest as leaders from both countries celebrated the erection of new bilingual place name signs. Carinthia has a substantial Slovene minority, but former far-right governor Jörg Haider refused to implement national laws increasing Slovene language rights. Kerry Skyring reports.
Where once there was discord, now there's harmony, at least amongst these singers. They call themselves the Borderland Choir, and they're performing for the leaders of Austria and Slovenia, who've gathered in Klagenfurt to celebrate a milestone, which to many outsiders must seem a minor affair, the erection of road signs in both Slovene and German. But for half a century, the signs, or lack of them, symbolised deeper divisions between the Slovene-speaking minority and the German-speaking majority. Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann said the agreement reached earlier in the year and now passed into law was a sign that it was time to move on.
Nun wissen wir aber, dass es viele Menschen gibt.
We know that in the conflict over signs there were many people, and they've written about it, who in their personal lives experienced fear, condemnation, anxiety, and yes, also sometimes hatred. These emotions are among those which have accompanied the more than 50-year discussion about the place name signs. This was a two-country celebration, its significance underlined by the presence of Slovenia's Prime Minister, Borut Pahor. He recalled that the support for the Slovene minority was enshrined in the Austrian State Treaty, the document which marked Austria's return to independence after World War II. The fulfilling of Article 7 of the Austrian State Treaty is an important signal for Slovenia. Austrian officials are heading in the right direction, he said, towards cooperation, tolerance, peaceful coexistence as good neighbours. On both sides of the border that really doesn't exist anymore, there's a new atmosphere, and in this atmosphere, new incentives for cooperation will be created. And in the middle of the ceremony, a song about living together, where only human runs the chorus in both German and Slovene. In fact, the agreement which finally secured the new signs also supports the use of Slovene in other aspects of Carinthian life. Josef Ostermeyer was the Social Democrat politician who finally brought the two sides together. Waving a copy of the new law, he said, In this, the question of the place name signs, the official language, the reconciliation funds, the bilingual music schools, the bilingual kindergartens, the bilingual coexistence are regulated. But it's likely none of this would be happening if former governor Jörg Haider had not died in a car crash almost 3 years ago. For years, he blocked concessions to the Slovene-speaking minority and stoked ethnic tensions. After the self-congratulations, the politicians took their shovels and went off to erect some new signs. But before they did, they joined the choir for a final song. The harmony was noticeably absent. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.